T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Drum roll!
Ladies and, a lot of people have been asking about this young lady, and she ruled these airwaves for a while.
Yeah, she did.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liz Wilde.
Yeah!
Oh, my God! Finally, Jesus, Caesar salad, you made me wait so
long.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I, you know, it's just been crazy up here, Liz. And
you know what? Speaking of all these live performances and stuff, I wanted to tell, I have so many things I want to say, so I hope you'll hear me out. But
yes.
One day I went to Ron Valeri, the boss, who, I don't know why, did he come on yet today?
Not yet.
No.
He said to me, what do you want? And I said, I want to have bands on acoustic to perform live in the hangout, and sweet food, and I had a thing called Blow It Out Your Ass Friday. And I said, it would be kind of fun. To have like Kiss in here and Aerosmith in here and I don't know any of the bands at the time, and they can play music. And he was like, well, that's kind of weird. We're a rock station. We want to stay plugged in. And I said, well, let's see what Guitar Center can do and some of the local music places that provided instruments for us. And then we set up a whole thing in there. And before you know it, you have Kiss, you know, on MTV Unplugged. And you know where they played first? In the AF studio. That's where they got the freaking idea.
What, Kiss played acoustic in the AF studio?
Oh, my God, dude. Yes, we had Aerosmith and Kiss. I mean, the list goes on and
wow.
On of heritage rock and roll bands. Yeah, and you carried it on.
Well, of course. It was a good idea. We're not throwing that out.
It just kind of started out as this little thing, like us wanting to kind of party on Friday. And it mutated into this freaking thing. And so I'm so happy to hear all these performances over the last couple of days.
Well,
and I wanted to say how sorry I was that this had to happen this way. It's just the worst. It's the worst.
Well, let people know who aren't familiar with Liz Wilde, which is kind of hard to believe. When were you on the air here at WAAF?
I don't know. I think it was Ron hired me in 1989 out of, I was on the air in Miami. And I was, you know, looking for bigger markets and bigger things and all the glory in life. And I'll be damned if he didn't call me up and say, hey, I've got airline tickets for you. Come on to Boston. And I said, oh, ooh, cool. And I flew in there. And before you know it, I'm on the air doing evenings. For a while. And then they, as you know, especially you, Carrie, they slapped me on afternoons for a long time. And we just had a blast, man. It was right before O&A. I was there for 5 years or so.
When I started as an intern, that extreme softball game we keep talking about, I rode in the rock bus, and I was the only girl besides Liz, and everybody thought I was her. And so everybody kept running up because I was just this. It was my first day as an intern, and people were like, Liz Wilde! And I was like, I'm not her, and you're scaring me.
No one was more freaking loyal than in my whole entire 32-year career than the Boston people. And if I would have known then what I know now, I wouldn't have left. I was dumb. You guys have the most heart. And every single day I hear from like 100 people still, you know, from Boston and New England, and they're bringing up stories and stuff. And you guys live in my heart and in my soul. You, you're always there every day till I die.
Well, I appreciate you checking in. Liz Wilde is on the phone with us.
I know.
And,
people are texting and they're like, wait, Liz Wilde and Mistress Carrier on the air at the same time?
I know, right?
Can I tell this story, Liz? Because we've been talking about what an honor it has been for Mike Hsu and I to be able to be on the air and to take the station to its final hour at midnight tonight. And part of the reason why that's such a big rebellious thing is that a lot of DJs, you know, early on would get told, okay, you're leaving or whatever. And then they'd go on the air and say something that would get them in trouble. And you did that. Because I was there that day. And they pulled you off the air because you went in and said something.
Well, there was a lot of times that happened. But one time that I'm specifically remembering is when the Men in Black came into the studio along with Bruce, because I had made a comment about Dan Quayle, and it was kind of not the worst comment ever, I didn't think. I'm afraid to repeat it to this day. You know, they might come to my house now. But the actual guy came into the studio and took me out of there, questioned me, and there were lawyers, and there was stuff, and my life flashed before my eyes.
No,
it was
so
unbelievable.
So she's not the only staff member that was investigated by the Secret Service?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a unique thing for Spaz.
No.
Wow, Liz, you were a trailblazer.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm talking about your last day on the air here. Didn't you go on the air and say something they told you not to say, and then they went into the studio and pulled you off the air?
I don't remember it that way. All I know is that Shmoogie was awesome, and he let me kind of just do my last show, and everybody was bye-bye, and we love you, and I love you. And then I left, but maybe I'm forgetting something.
You got in a fight with somebody, because I was in the doorway in Westboro, and you were screaming at somebody, and again, I was like an intern, and you looked around, and you were like, this place is going down.
Oh, my God.
And you were right, because tonight's our last night on the air, so your premonition came true.
Oh, you guys. I'm so sorry that I did this. But I used to have a character on my show called Striper Boy. And he would come into the studio when I was playing, you know, good heavy metal and doing whatever I was doing, Naked Chicks, whatever it was. And Striper Boy would come in and throw Bibles at us, and he'd lay on the ground crying in his bumblebee outfit. And he,
this is great.
And he was, you know, very upset that I was playing the devil's music. And he, you know, I would say, okay, I'll play the dumb song. And I would play 20 minutes or whatever it was. I can't remember. And he would eventually leave, and it would all go back to normal again. Well, I hate to say it, but it's kind of coming true.
Striper Boy's doing Morning Drive on 107.3 starting Monday morning.
Yep. Yeah, welcome, Striper Boy. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hey.
And it makes me think of another kind of story related to that was a typo negative, Peter Steele.
Oh, boy.
Christian woman. Yeah.
He keeps coming up tonight.
Yeah, so did other stuff, apparently. His, you know. But anyway, he wanted me to play Christian Woman, and we were flirting with one another, and I played like an 11-minute version of it, and Ron turned purple, the program director.
Ron had an amazing way of turning purple.
Yeah, it was a very unique way. He'd kind of move his head around, and then his eyes would go all white. Yeah.
I feel horrible because I might have lessened the number of years that he is going to live, or maybe not. I don't know. I hope not. You know, between the times that Sam Kinison came in and we had to install the actual delay system for the cussing because of me.
Oh. nice. Another remarkable achievement.
Sorry. But yeah, so they did, and whether it was Dennis Leary setting off the Halon system, which I heard you guys talking about earlier,
yeah,
was chain smoking.
When Green Day was blowing pot smoke in the general manager's face in the studio.
You know, whether it was something like that, or I'm trying to think, oh, God, when I was on backstage with Van Halen, and I brought a dildo or, a vibrator in, and I had Eddie Van Halen playing the guitar, like he did in the song Pound Cake, instead of a drill. He used a drill to make that
real
noise.
Oh, it was a drill, all right.
Yeah, still kind of a drill.
And so you know, he's playing it, we're laughing, we're having a gay old time. You know about this because you guys broadcast with all the celebrities as well. And Valerie Bertinelli runs in there and she says, "What are you doing?" And she throws her water in his face and it's all over him. And he stops laughing. And she said, "Wolfie is here. You don't want him seeing anything crazy like this." And he just drank some whiskey and left the room quietly. But yeah, there's so many stories from Iron Maiden to Rob Halford to Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Oh,
that was
God.
Another guy who, oh, God, he chased me. He wanted to bang so bad.
You don't need to explain yourself for that decision.
Okay.
We understand.
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about the meaning behind the cream cheese bitch?
You know what? It was stupid. But it was an infamous. Here's what it was. It's right before I came to WAF, Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids, Brian Warner, you know.
Yes,
you
Brian.
Know,
yes.
He used to write for rock and roll magazines in Miami area. And he always wrote about me because my mouth was huge and I talked well, like no one else did, especially a woman, that's for sure.
Atta girl.
All the time. And so he would write about me all the time. And he said, you know, you got to kind of up your name a little bit because you're more than just Wild and you're more than just Liz Wild. Why don't you add a moniker or something? And I was looking around the room and I saw frickin' cream cheese wrapper. And I said, oh, well, what about the cream cheese bitch? And I swear to God, that's how it happened.
Really? That's it?
It just kept rolling. Before you know it, celebrities were laughing, and they were like Ozzy Osbourne. He drank 15 beers. He's like, "Where's the cream cheese bitch? I want to meet this woman." And he didn't talk that good, but you know.
I was going to say, you could understand him.
I know. But it just grew and it grew. And that's kind of the legend behind it was I couldn't just be Liz Wild, it had to be something. Just like with the mistress thing, how did you turn into a whip-wielding, you know, sex person?
The name
whip-wielding sex person.
I've never been described quite so accurately before.
I don't know.
When they put me on the air at night, it was again one of those AAF stories where they just throw somebody on the air, and after like a month or two, you know, I think you know. It's so rare that there's a woman that, I mean, Liz, you know, being in the industry as long as you have, that there aren't a lot of women that just speak their mind and talk about things openly and whatever. And guys.
No. We have to be like these soft-spoken weather chicks or traffic chicks and have no opinion and, you know, hand out, you know, sexual favors and all this crap. And I am so caught into that.
So guys started calling me and saying that it was like I was the other woman in their life, that like they had their wife at home and then they had me that they spent every night with while they were working or while they were in the car or they were out in the garage wrenching their car or whatever. And so they started saying it's like, you know, I have a mistress and my wife's okay with it. And because I look the way that I look and I talk the way that I talk, you know, it just kind of stuck. And when we pitched the idea to the bosses, you know, we were talking to Bruce Mittman earlier and he was like, Mistress Carrie.
Ooh.
I like it.
I think we could work with that.
And so it just kind of stuck. And now, my name's really Carrie. And the mistress thing, the listeners named me that. And so it wasn't like something I came up with. It just, you know, it's
see,
like a
both,
bad.
See, both nicknames are kind of disappointing.
Yeah, sorry.
In their origins. You know, the cream cheese bitch, I was thinking there was some kind of tube involved and maybe a funnel and a pump. You know, or something like that. But, you know, I mean, still, it's great. I love you, Liz. But I was like, oh, really? It's just the rapper was sitting there? Oh, okay.
Well, listen, one time I was doing a remote, well, many times. And there would be between 3,000 and 10,000 people that would show up to somewhere. And half of them would bring cream cheese bars. Or,
oh, my God.
They'd make, like, dolls of cream cheese meat. You know, it was just the most bizarre and wonderful thing that I've ever lived through in my life.
I have another Liz Wilde story. So I was on the street team, and we were doing an appearance up on the North Shore somewhere. And it was a ticket blitz to give away tickets to one of our shows. So it was one of those things where it was like the first 100 people and you got a pair of tickets to the show or whatever. And you were going to host it. So the street team gets there early in the van and hangs up the banners. And there were all these people there already. And you were so late. And people were getting so mad. Now, remember, Liz got recruited from Florida. And people were getting so mad because she was so late. And this was before everybody had a cell phone or whatever. Liz fell victim to the 128, 93, 95. She didn't know where she was going.
Right, right.
And she ended up on the wrong side of 95 and 128. And you were like an hour and a half late and you got there. And everybody was like, how do you not know that? And you were like, name your friggin' highways right.
Oh, man.
I would have been on, because, you know, that was back when you were literally, like, writing down directions and stuff, and you fell victim to that crazy part of, you know, it was just classic.
You remember, see, you remember stuff that I have long forgot.
These were formative years for me, Liz. These were formative years. I got my education at AAF as an intern and on the street team. I learned from the best.
You know, one of the last memories I have of you standing there was you were actually almost bench pressing like a 100-pound TV amp or something.
That's right, baby.
You are unbelievable.
Those sound systems back in the day that we would take, like the street team would take to bars, we needed a full van because the speakers were so big and the giant road cases. And I was the first girl that ever got hired on the AAF street team because I was a roadie, and they, like, you had to be, it wasn't a sexist thing, but you had to be able to lift the gear. And Ron Valeri was like, she can handle it. And so everybody used to get all weirded out because I would come out of the van like a gorilla and grab the road cases and the speakers and throw them around. So thanks for noticing how ripped I was at the time, Liz. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, you're awesome. You're like Superwoman. I don't know if you still can do that, but.
I became a lazy DJ.
I noticed you had really cool long fingernails, so probably that's out, I guess.
Well, listen, Liz Wilde, thank you so much for taking the time with us. And
you're a legend, Liz.
You're a legend, and it means a lot to a lot of people on the text line. Love hearing your voice and love hearing that you're doing all right. So thank you so much for checking in.
Oh, and one more thing that I have to mention, or I'll go to my grave hating myself. I don't know if you guys remember. Do you remember Bernie Rotman?
From Rotman's Furniture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got in so much trouble. Don't you get us in? Of course I remember that, Liz. Don't you get us in trouble tonight.
No, I won't. I promise. I've learned. But no, I kept playing, you know, I'd say, so Bernie, how do you like my, you know, upper, my double dairy farm? and I'd play the drop.
She got in so much. Again, Ron Valeri, Shade of Purple.
Yep.
So mad at you.
Eyes rolled back in his head. Yeah.
Oh, God. I wonder if, you know, on my way out of here, if you could perhaps, or after the break or something, play a song.
What do you want to hear?
Me.
What do you want to hear, Liz?
Well, everybody was saying Sam Kinison's version of Wild Thing. That would be good. Or Crazy Bitch.
Oh, that
we can
one's,
do that
that
for
one's
you.
Mine, baby. That one's mine.
All right, Liz.
All right, man. That's fine.
Yeah, and we'll get guys, that on for you.
I love all of you, from sales to the record guys to all of the bands that we broke and the bands that sucked and the bands that were awesome. And the engineers and everybody else, it takes a village, as they say, you know, to make what legend WAAF was for the last 50 years. So I'm forever indebted to you. You are my heart. You are my soul. And I've never had any other experience that was held me like family did, because you guys are my family.
Well, you made really big footprints to try and follow in, Liz.
Yeah, Liz. We appreciate that.
Thank you guys so much. I love you very much.
We love you too.
Love you too, Liz. Thanks a lot. Liz Wilde. Liz Wilde,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Legend.
The cream cheese bitch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.